The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Kids Clinic on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Dr. Suzanne Crowe back in the Kids Clinic, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital, to talk about whooping cough. So we had croup a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
This time, what is whooping cough?
Whooping cough is actually an infection caused by a bacteria called pertussis, but I suppose that's an unusual word. So whooping cough is the name that makes a lot more sense to people. It's been described for more than 600 years. It's been around for decades, but we haven't seen it in more recent years because of vaccination.
Okay, so you can get vaccinated against it.
There's a very effective vaccine. It's been around for more than 40 years. It's very safe, but unfortunately, for the same reasons why we were talking about measles a month or two ago, vaccination rates have fallen, and so whooping cough is back.
When do you get the vaccination?
Actually, the best time is to get it is for the mum to get
That's
it when
right.
she's pregnant. And I suppose we really would encourage pregnant mothers to ask their obstetrician and midwife and GP about getting it in the last couple of weeks of pregnancy, because that's when it's most effective. It crosses the placenta over to the baby, and then baby is born protected.
Okay, so we are talking about it because there has been an increase in cases, hasn't
it? Yeah,
there?
It's been a huge increase all around Europe, and it's of major concern. The European Centre for Disease Control has issued an alert, and they are describing it using that awful P word, pandemic. But it's certainly at an epidemic proportion in Europe, and we've seen a big increase here in Ireland, and particularly in Northern Ireland, actually.
And how does it circulate?
It's the same as of so many of the other illnesses that kids get. It's coughs and sneezes.
Okay.
As they used to say, coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Well, this is one of them.
Okay, so your cough and sneeze spreads the disease. Somebody else picks it up. They haven't been vaccinated. They get sick. What happens to them with whooping cough?
It's circulating in the community at relatively low levels. And you and I could have it, and we could have a sore throat and a cough, and that's fine. But the problem is, for small babies, it really compromises their breathing.
So that's who you're worried about getting it?
Yeah, is young babies.
Young babies. And what it compromises, what it closes up the airways, and they find it hard to breathe?
They get these kind of coughing spells, and they cough, and they literally cannot catch their breath.
Oh,
and their
wow.
oxygen levels drop dangerously low during that. And then there's a silence, which is very ominous. And then a big breath in, which makes the whoop sound.
Oh, so that's where the name comes from.
And you're lucky if it's the whoop that follows, because unfortunately, if the oxygen levels remain low, you can have an absolute catastrophe. So it's a very serious illness for small babies.
And if people suspect that they may be dealing with it at home, what do they do?
That's the difficulty. It's a masquerader. It will seem like the common cold to everybody in the house. There could be just somebody's got a cough, somebody's got a low grade temperature. And so really the same common sense thing applies. Get your baby vaccinated and don't have loads of visitors coming to see your baby, certainly before the first 6 weeks of life, especially if they have symptoms of a cold.
So if somebody didn't get the vaccine, if a mother didn't get the vaccine in the last few weeks of pregnancy or during pregnancy at all, and they're listening to this, I mean, is there a certain age above which there's no point anymore, or what's the advice about getting a vaccine for children?
Yeah, no, mum could get it all the way up to delivery. It's just it would be more effective if she got it a couple of weeks before delivery, and then the baby will be offered it at 6 weeks of life, and
okay.
that will be routinely. They get a whole heap of vaccines when they're 6 weeks of age, but that period between birth and 6 weeks means they've no protection if mum has not had the vaccine.
And is there an age above which the level of concern really begins to dwindle, that you think they'll be fine?
You described
and me getting a sore throat. Like, at which point do you cross that Rubicon of worry?
Oh, God, you never stop worrying about your kids. I mean, once they get above 12 months of life, a year old, it shouldn't cause them too much trouble. But it is still a good idea to get your kids vaccinated in the primary school age and in secondary school against pertussis vaccine. That's when they'll be offered it again, because it reduces the level circulating in the community.
One listener says, my son got whooping cough at 4 weeks and was a month in hospital. Terrifying and awful. I didn't know about the pregnancy vaccine at the time. That was 20 years ago. So just one cautionary tale about the value of getting vaccinated when offered the vaccine. I guess that advice, though, you give, Suzanne, about, you know, not overloading the visitors in the first few weeks. I mean,
it's not popular advice.
Yeah, it's not popular advice, but I mean, like, irrespective of whooping cough, it's probably just good advice all around, is it?
It is.
Limited to just maybe granny and granddad.
Yeah, and those first 4 to 6 weeks are often referred to as the fourth trimester for that reason. It's almost as if you should consider your baby almost still inside you and protect them in the same way.
All right. Good advice. As always, Suzanne, thanks a million for joining us. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.